best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-482-7181. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-482-7181. 1-800-482-7181.
At CDW, we get that as an IT professional, your hands are full. Our experts can give you the help you need by custom configuring Apple products like the iPad and Mac, so they're ready to go right out of the box. Your employees get highly secure devices that feel familiar and operate intuitively, and you'll benefit from easy ongoing management that frees up your hands for other projects. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/appleatwork.
Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Zubin Mahente.
The Cowboys have all the talent to win the NFC East. Let me tell you about Mike McCarthy. His record over the last three seasons, 17-26-1. You better win the damn NFC East. If they don't live up to expectations, if you don't get a playoff win, if you don't win that division, oh, Mike McCarthy, you're out.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or streaming live on the ESPN app.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Whoa, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Jordan, I'll ask you this, and then we'll play the Friday Open, and we'll bring on Jimmy.
Gotcha.
I look like The Rock a little, huh? Same color.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just saying, like, I was asked, I told you yesterday, I was asked. Well, that's what I'm getting at. My wife wants my son to give me something. I'm like, I'm good. You got me the Pellet Grill, man. That is a great Father's Day gift. And she's like, yeah, but, you know, Carver wants to, you got to open something for Carver. I'm like, I got it. Fine. So maybe I'll get, you know, some Under Armour.
Maybe.
Project Rock.
I wouldn't,
you know,
say that
sleeveless
that you,
with
I
the
wouldn't say
and
that
everything.
You look like. Maybe if you shaved your head, that's probably the only thing that you have in common.
I like my hair too much.
Well, then you don't look like him at all.
Not the slightest bit. I can do the eyebrow thing. No? No, do the eyebrow thing. I did do the eyebrow thing.
You did do the eyebrow
okay,
thing.
Okay, well, there you go. No, that is not the eyebrow thing. See, it's harder than you think, huh? No, that looks more like a brooding Twilight.
It's like I'm having some
series.
Kind of problem.
Yeah, particular guy that gets killed in the first scene in Twilight.
What is that?
There it is. Vampire got you. Hour number two. It is about vampires. I never seen them.
Yeah, and wolves, I think.
And wolves.
Like werewolves.
Oh, boy. Let me guess. She doesn't know who she loves, a werewolf or a vampire.
I think it's along that nature.
Shocking. Shocking. It's hour two. Rafael Esparza alone. Yes, this hour. We got a ton of Saints sound I still need to get to. Callers, of course. Jordan, our question of the day.
Yeah, it's real simple. It has to do with the NBA. NBA fans, what matchup do you want to see in the NBA Finals? Comment at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter or call in 800-998-1003.
76ers and Hawks on ESPN 630. Suns and Nuggets. 9 o'clock tonight. Hopefully I'll have my Pellet Grill built by then.
What's up?
Every video says hour and a half. I'm going to start like around 4-ish.
Wait, what kind of let me look it up.
It's a Camp Chef 24
Camp
sliding grill. Yeah. Jimmy, thank you, sir, for joining the Sports Hangover and holding on. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Gus?
Doing well, man. What you got?
Well, NBA related. Question of the day, I'd have to say Sixers and Suns because I love two-point guard play, and Chris Paul's giving us that. But I'm calling about the Pels. What do you think about us going, and I'm in a minority, I run this by friends of mine from time to time, going with, I mean, obviously everything comes out of Zion. We need a two-guard, we need shooting, and we need defense, but I don't know, man. I still think old-school basketball can win, especially in the playoffs, and nobody plays it anymore, playing out of the post, and just wanted your take on that because I'm old-school, and I understand the three-ball and all the metrics that gives, but it also messes the game up when you're not hitting. And in playoff ball, you need to slow the pace down. And we kind of are built for that. but it seems like our front office doesn't know what to do with what we have. So,
it's some interesting takes on this, Jamie. Because let's walk through it together and how we start from this first and foremost. I think that, and I wouldn't call it a kink. I would call it a bit of a revelation and then a decision that has to be made. And it apparently has been made to an extent. Midseason, Point Zion happened. Jimmy, I mean, nobody really thought mid-season? When you draft. Yeah, well, whatever. That's why I said midseason. What?
Last 25% of the season.
Man, does it really matter? My point is, during the season, should I have phrased it that way? Sorry, Jamie.
At some point.
A little thing here with
oh,
my
I didn't
intern.
Have a problem with it. He did.
There we go. All right, so fine. Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy. No one normally does except him, but that's fine. How about during the season, we find out that Point Zion happens. So, what do you do? Because that does sort of change how you build around it. If he's bringing the ball up the court, shooting is key. And to your point, look, the three ball, you said it right when you said you have to recognize it's important in today's game. You have to have it. When you watched the Jazz yesterday, yes, Donovan Mitchell is getting a lot of the accolades and attention, rightfully so, but Ali brought it up. Bogdanovich hits a three. Ingles hits a three. Clarkson hits a three. That's three guys.
Yeah, that just opened it up.
That's three guys right there knocking down threes. So the Pels have none. So my point is, like, consistent. I'm talking consistent. Like, you know, when Ingles or Bogdanovich, the ball leaves his hand, chances are they're knocking them down, which is why I call them a pro team. I mean, they're just, and that's not easy to do. I know we love to go, knock it down. Dude, it's not easy, but they make it look easy. So my point is, who brings the ball up the court? If it's Zion predominantly, or at least in the end of the game when it matters, well, then I need some shooting around him. I need some ball handlers, perhaps. One of the things I text Ali yesterday in the game, literally at the end, in the final seconds, and also even Milwaukee, but the Jazz as well, specifically, there was two instances in the final minute and a half where they had to get the ball across half-court line. Four Jazz players touched the ball. It looked rehearsed. It looked practiced. It looked easy, which it's not.
But it was all those things. Well, you do rehearse and practice it.
Exactly. And that's the thing is you can sort of see that. I mean, but that's my point. It's basketball IQ, like David Griffin said. It's shooting, like David Griffin said. I'm with you. Look, you got to have a backcourt. You got to have a score. I'm with you that maybe at times, again, he dominates the paint. Like, I don't want him to be Giannis last night. 1 of 8 from three-point land. If it's open in a certain part of the game, that's fine. But goodness gracious. I mean, it's like...
Well, it's open because they're giving it to him, you know, because
right.
He's choosing it. So, yeah.
Exactly.
What did you see at the very beginning of that game last night? I mean, the Bucks absolutely just dominated the Nets because Giannis was going to the hole.
Exactly right.
And then towards they blew a 21-point lead.
There were more
lead.
Three-point highlights on TNT after the game than Giannis dunking.
Yeah.
Even with the point
Zion you brought up, you know, that could be a wrinkle. That could, if you're doing that predominantly, if that's your offense, then run some screen. If you learn how to do a basic pick and roll with
pick
him
and, roll,
and have an
screens,
option to hit someone on the outside, that's a matchup problem, right? I know Stan Van Gundy must know this because we know it.
Sure.
But, you know, what do you do?
Jimmy, you've heard this morning a lot of people are screaming A. See if you can find the bites. Screaming A saying that he's the best Utah Jazz player in the history of the franchise. Karl Malone, second in scoring in the NBA, might have something to do about that. But in that organization, John, you said you're old school. What did John Stockton and Karl Malone do at nauseam that put them both in the Hall of Fame?
Pick and roll, and you had Hornacek on the outside, along with you know, others that, yeah. So, I mean,
they
I know
literally
they
pick
this,
and
but why
rolled
won't
you
they
to
implement
death.
It?
Yes, they literally pick and rolled you to death.
So I don't know, man. I watch them. We've got a lot of young talent. We do need to make a few moves. The moves they make seem to be they're doing it with their eyes closed. But I think it starts with our front office and then our coach saying, "Hey, this is what we have. This is what we'll do. Don't try to be Brooklyn. You're not Brooklyn." But I don't know, man. I just get frustrated. I'm getting frustrated now talking about it.
Well, and the other thing too. Remember, Jamal Murray's not even playing for the Denver Nuggets. That's another
well,
young
Well, that's
guy.
Why I didn't choose them in my finals. Yeah. You know, right. I would have wanted them if they had Murray, but,
well, we saw that battle with the Jazz last year. So if he's healthy, he'll be, you know, doing what he does last year. So, but that's how I looked at it. Murray and Jokic, you know. Now, Jokic, shoots the three. Jokic has been in the league a little bit more. I think Zion's going to refine his game and do that. I think the thing that I've noticed the most, man, is the mentality, right? I mean, from some of these guys that are there, and you can see it. Now, look, that's earned, and that's why, John, you said you're old school, so you probably are on board with this. The NBA, more than any other sport to me, success comes through an earned forging of fire. I mean, failure in the rounds gets teams ready to move on to the next round. It's very rarely do you see a team that never been in it, they're in the conference finals. It just doesn't happen. And, you know, you heard Donovan Mitchell in the bite I played earlier. The guy literally said, this is based off of experience, getting here and knowing all these games and instances and situations that were close. You have to go through it.
Yeah, I get all that. I just, Ingram, we need to stop ISO ball. When they play basketball, they look great. Yeah. But they only do that 33% of the time or whatever. You know, it's not much. And I'd love to get in Van Gundy's ear. Get him on your show.
I can try, John. I can. John, sorry. Jimmy, thank you, man, so much for the phone call, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Did you get it?
Well, it's not on the ESPN audio call, but I did send you the link to the messages, and you can just pull it up right there, and you can listen to it.
Matthew, in the meantime, what you got for us, sir?
Hello, Matthew.
Matthew, going once.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Matthew, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, the coach that I wanted to tell you about was Billy Moe from South Florida. That's the coach that they should get for LSU.
You know, I meant to get Gary Smith on this week. You remember Gary Smith last week? I asked him, "What's one team that's going to surprise people?" And he legitimately said, "South Florida." Hmm. He did.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead, man. What else you got for us?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I wanted to say was, that should be one candidate that LSU should be looking at.
I'm with you. I'm with you. South Florida, that's a good one. I've thrown in mine, even though I think it'd be terrible for my school. I like Scott Barrett, Southern Miss, what he's been able to do over there. I mean, Pete Taylor Park has gone under renovations. He's gotten it bigger. He's got a good crowd over there. I would say it's the second sport easily on campus behind football, if not even probably one, to be honest with you. He wins. Right. And again, I'm looking for a guy that's shown I can recruit, I can win at a place that you don't really think of baseball, but yet they're there every year and they're tough to beat and the things of that nature. And there's consistency. I can see consistency how those teams play. So this is pitching, hitting. They've produced, major league players. That's what I'm getting at. Find, and I brought it up with Jacques Doucet. I'm not saying find a Nick Saban. Nick Saban's unique. But find a guy that, give him that one little bump.
A Dabo.
A Dabo. Give him just that one. It could be a good assistant that's ready, to take that next level. Just give that person that opportunity with that support. And see what happens. I don't mean this in a negative way, but I mean, can you do worse than what you did with Smoke? I just give it an opportunity. I would go that route more than, again, we need a winner and go to CWS in Omaha. I get it, but college baseball literally changes almost every year. And the last 5 years is different. The last 10 years is different. So what those people did to get there in the last 10, 15, 20 years may not be what it takes now, So. Right. Something to think about.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Yeah, for sure, man. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend. Stephen A. Smith.
Is a superstar. Make no mistake about it. Averaging like 41 in this series on 52% shooting. Averaging over 32 a game for the postseason. Undefeated with him in the starting lineup because he missed game one against the Memphis Grizzlies. Dropped 50 plus last year a couple of times against the Denver Nuggets in the first round. Donovan Mitchell is D-Wade 2.0. Donovan Mitchell is a closer. Donovan Mitchell is a superstar. Donovan Mitchell is outplaying both Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, not one or the other, both of them. And the brother's 24. Got a J, got a handle, got an NBA body, is strong, can finish at the basket, can take it to the hole, can create his own shot, can hit free throws. There's nothing that this brother cannot do. In Utah, already, I want to hear about Karl Malone. I want to hear about John Stockton. That's the best player in the history of the Jazz organization right there. I just said it, and I ain't stuttering. Donovan Mitchell is a superstar. This brother is big time. And if he gets in the finals and the Brooklyn Nets are not fully loaded, and you don't give me, I can't dismiss the Clippers, can't dismiss Kawhi and Paul George and what they have the potential to bring. We got to respect that. And Ty Lue knows what he's doing as a coach. Can't dismiss them. But I expect them to beat the Clippers. I expect them to beat Phoenix or Denver. It is going to be Phoenix, in my opinion, in the conference finals. There's a game 7 that would be in Utah. I think Utah goes to the finals. And if the Brooklyn Nets are not fully loaded, I can't summarily dismiss Utah. I think it would take James Harden, Kyrie, and KD to knock off the Utah Jazz.
Let me tell you something. I've texted this 3 times this week to 8 different people, I think. The Jazz, I think, are the only team that can beat Brooklyn because of their three-point shooting. I legitimately think that. I think the Suns could give them game. But you saw last night, again, Donovan does his thing, but everybody else can knock down a 3. And James Harden is really injured right now, and I think they get that. He's not expected to play for the next 3 games. Not expected to play for the next 3 games. So we'll see. We'll see. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Rafael Esparza. Tickets and thorns. Out
came a revelation. Shrimp boats is a-comin'.
Since 1948, that's 73 years, Alaria Brothers has been in the commercial shrimping and fishing supply business. They carry a large selection of stainless steel shafts up to 2.5 inches, but they can also order larger if you like. They also stock 2, 3, and 4 blade propellers up to 40 inches, a large selection of shaft couplings, single V-struts, and stainless steel rudders. Now listen to this, Alaria Brothers is now stocking rudder blades and rudder shafts so you can make your own rudder. Now carrying stainless steel plate pieces so you can make your own V-struts. A huge selection of stainless steel stern tubes, rudder and shaft shoes, fiberglass tubes, rudder ports, packing boxes, and dripless shaft seals. Stocking tiller arms and rubber cutlass bearings along with a big line of motor mounts. Call Alaria Brothers to get your TEDS today. Visit Alaria Brothers before the season. That's Alaria Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego. Visit their website at alariabros.com.
Shrimp boats is a-coming.
Summer heat is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals.
At Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary 2-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
It's Mike Dettelia for Neal Small Engine Incorporated. Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero-turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neal Small Engine Incorporated, locations in Houma, LaRose, and Thibodeau.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Man. Loving this. By the way, Rafael Esparza at VSI, Doc Sports. You need any help coming up here in the future? College football playoff to 12 teams. It's been recommended. We'll talk a little bit about it. What is it, a week or two from now? Actually, matter of fact, you know, first off, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. I love this. Here's Heather Dinich, ESPN, on the timeline now. What happens before we get to 12?
If they come to a consensus next Friday and they agree on it, the following Tuesday, June 22nd, they will present it to 11 presidents and chancellors who comprise the CFP's board of managers and have the ultimate authority to change the playoff. Now, if they give them the green light, the commissioners and Swarbrick will have all summer to figure out, okay, how do we do this and how do we implement it? A lot of unanswered questions, financials, TV contracts, bowls, etc. They'll report back to them in September, and at that point, the presidents and chancellors can say, okay, we have a new playoff format, or they might continue to work on it. But it would be September at the earliest that they would set a new date.
So we got some time, Rafael. We got some time. That said, what are you hearing? You thinking in September to say, let's do this?
No, I think in September we're going to hear we need more time. I think the biggest question mark is there's no way Notre Dame is going to say, okay, we'd agree to this when we can't get a top four spot at all. We're always going to be five or bottom. There's just no way unless they decide to stay in the ACC. But there's too much money for Touchdown Jesus to say, oh, we're going to accept this, but we only can be five or better. I just don't see that. And I really think 12, they're going to have to rearrange schedules, bowl games, and all that, because now these athletes, I can't even call them college kids anymore because it's not a college sport. This is pro-am football getting ready for the NFL. This is not college football anymore if they're going to approve to 12 games, because now these kids are going to be playing football-type schedules.
Yeah and no. I mean, you have to win to advance to play the extra games. I mean, not everybody's like, I guess I was seeing a lot of the talk about the anti this is how the season's going to long run longer, extra games. I'm like, well, first you have to get to 12. You have to get to the 12. And then in those 12, you have to win. So four more teams will play. Four teams, then done. Their season ends. And then out of that next round, when you face the four teams that have a bye, only four move on. So it's not like all of college football is playing into January. It's not that many, as a matter of fact.
No, I think the biggest hurdle, I think what I'm hearing is the Notre Dame issue with them only being able to get five because the top four will win conference championships. That just tells me that, A, I think Notre Dame's going to have to suck it up and share that NBC money and go to a different conference, or they're going to have to rearrange it where they can still get a top four spot. Because I'm sorry, no disrespect to some of the eight schools in the ACC and the SEC and Big Ten and Pac-12, but Notre Dame is Notre Dame, and it's Touchdown Jesus, and there's just no way they're going to leave them out.
Leave them out. Anyway, here's what's interesting. If you take last year's final college football playoff rankings, the top four teams would have the byes: Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Wisconsin. And the Chanticleers, man, Coastal Carolina would have taken on Notre Dame at Notre Dame. What is it? Indiana would have been at A&M. Iowa State would have been at Florida. Georgia would have been at Cincinnati. As the first four have byes, then the next four host. I just like this, man. I don't know if you saw this thread. Max Olson, college football writer for The Athletic, he went back over the last 10 years applying what this format would be. And he came up with these results. 44 different programs would have gotten to play in the college football playoff over that 10-year period. Alabama would have been in 9 times, Ohio State 8, Clemson, Oklahoma 7, Florida State, Georgia, Oregon 5, LSU, Florida, Notre Dame, Penn State, Stanford, Wisconsin 4, Baylor, Boise State, Kansas State, Michigan State, TCU, UCF, Washington 3, 2 times, Auburn, Michigan, South Carolina, A&M, and USC, and a bunch of teams would have gotten in at least once. So, including Northern Illinois. I like this. It shows you that, yes, Bama would still be Bama, yet a lot of people would be invited to the party.
Yeah, and I think the biggest question no one continues to talk about is the portal. Are they going to change that? Because I think adding more teams into a college championship and leaving the portal the way it is, where you can transfer and have to sit out, I think that's another big issue that no one's talking about.
Very good point. Jordan's got a question, not from the football field, but on the ice, which makes me think you're ready for that app to be passed here in Louisiana, because you brought that up immediately when we had Rafael on.
Yes, absolutely. Well, as you know, the Vegas Golden Knights won last night. And
they did?
Yeah, they did. And they now advance to the Stanley Cup semifinal game against the Montreal Canadiens. And the other, on the other side of the bracket, you have the Tampa Bay Lightning going up against the New York Islanders. What are the stat lines, or what are the odds that we can be expecting out of those two matchups?
I mean, we opened up both Vegas and Tampa Bay, huge favorites to win both their series. And I know the networks would love to see a Tampa Vegas match for the Stanley Cup. I'd like to see the Islanders. I think the Islanders play really great team defense. They have the quickness like Vegas does. I would like to see the Coliseum in New Jersey, where they're going to get ready to blow it up. It's the last season. I have a Stanley Cup there. That'd be kind of cool. So I'm rooting for an Islanders Golden Knights Stanley Cup, but the network, I'm sure, wants Tampa Bay and Vegas.
I feel like that there's going to be a little bit of a hometownness with your Vegas Golden Knights, so I don't know if I can trust your odds on this one.
I, you know what? If it's Vegas and the Islanders in the Stanley Cup, I think I might have to probably look at the Islanders. The way they're playing right now, they're without knowing that Vegas and Colorado was probably two hottest teams, the Islanders have eliminated some really, really tough teams out, especially Boston.
You know what? Let's move on to something a lot more important.
What are you talking about?
NFL news of nothingness. Oh, quarterback Russell Wilson says unfortunate frustrations after season. You got McVay saying his happiness with Stafford's no slight to Goff. Julio Jones is, I'm a team guy, not a stat guy. The Packers, they had quarterback depth. Who's this guy? Delagala? Do you know who Delagala is?
He's the next Aaron Rodgers.
Which one of those has the most drama for you? Come on.
Oh, the Russell Wilson was fantastic because when Russell Wilson rumors were coming out, the jerseys were being printed up for Saints gear for Russell Wilson already. I had to hear every the mayor, you guys talking about, oh, Russell Wilson is, oh, we're going to go back to the ship. No, you ain't going back to the ship. You had no chance of getting Russell Wilson. So I thought that was the greatest news I heard. Because it made me laugh listening to everyone here thinking about, oh, when can I get my Russell Wilson jersey?
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't think you're giving the mayor enough credit for that video. I mean, when's the last time you did a recruiting video like that?
She should do a recruiting video for the Sewage and Water Board, not for Russell Wilson.
That's probably a good point there. There's no doubt about that. All right, last night we saw Donovan Mitchell have a solid game again. They beat the Clippers, the Bucks. They got past the Nets there. Is this really a series? I mean, I understand the end of that call. And the Bucks have made it a series, haven't they? I mean, do you see them winning another three games against the Nets?
If they hold the Nets to under 100 points, then yes. I think that game reminded me of a Princeton, Harvard, college basketball, or a 90s Detroit Piston game. I was waiting for a Kevin Durant brawl last night. That was a great basketball. I thought I was back in Chicago watching 90s NBA watching that game. So if they could keep the Nets to under 100, then we have a series. But if Brooklyn goes off on next game, then I think they'll win in five.
Let me ask you this, because it's a kind of a national question that a lot of people are putting up right now. We just talked a little bit about it with Ali Cosell. Donovan Mitchell, is he a top 10 player in the NBA?
If he continues to play like this, and let's say they beat the Suns and go to the NBA Finals, win or lose the NBA Finals, then yeah. I mean, what he's been doing, what he did in the bubble last year and what he's doing right now in the playoffs, and playoff basketball makes you a top 10 player or a $100 million contract player. What he's doing is unbelievable. I'm a big fan of Donovan Mitchell, what he's been doing in Utah.
Suns and Nuggets tonight. Denver gets a win.
One looks almost about.
I think this
gone.
I think this is a five game series.
Yeah.
What do you think? I think Denver wins tonight, though.
I kind of like Phoenix for that. Denver's all banged up. I think the Joker has a big game. I think the prop is over 28.5 points. I'll take the over because he's going to have to do everything. They're just not healthy, and the way Phoenix Suns and CP3's playing. I think they win game four, Denver, but I think you're right. I think Phoenix wins in five.
Philly and Atlanta's the early game. Sixers, 1.5-point favorite here.
I wish when I tore my meniscus, I was able to run around and play some really good ball like Embiid has. I kind of like Atlanta. I think Atlanta just goes nuts on the three-point line tonight. I'm going to take the plus 1.5 with the Hawks. I think they win tonight.
All right, Raphael, last question. I need to know, are you going to be going to the World Naked Bike Ride tomorrow in New Orleans?
This is how we're wrapping it up?
Yes. Will you be attending that, Raphael?
If I was able to drive, I would be on my Huffy bike ride, butt naked, riding around in that. But I still cannot drive, so no, I won't be attending.
Oh, come on. You gotta show some support.
I mean, Jordan, are you willing to pick up Raphael? Yeah, I mean, would you be willing to take a naked Raphael in your car to the naked bike ride event?
Mm. I don't. Maybe if I get paid or something.
Well, so you don't want to. So you want compensation for a worldwide event to bring notoriety
in the article, it says the dress code for this event is as bare as you dare.
Oh, as bare as you dare.
I'm all still bruised up. I look like raw ground beef walking around.
So makes it even better.
No, actually, you know what? On that note, we got more important things. We really don't have anything else after this, but Raphael, I will spare you. Thank you so much, sir. I'm glad you're feeling better, and I will see you soon.
See you, Raphael.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great weekend.
That'd be a Side Knock Sports, the way to follow them.
You're not going to go?
You're going. The fact you even know this is disturbing. No, I have no, there's no desire
you mean
for
I
me
even
to
know,
go
it's,
around.
It's on NOLA.com.
Yeah. Well,
sorry.
Good for you. Are you going?
No.
Why?
I don't know. Same reason probably that you're not going to go.
I'm busy. What do you got to do?
I'm busy.
Oh, are you?
You could scroll through some of these pictures. It is a...
I'm good.
You don't show anything.
Good. Sort of like those nudist colonies and beaches. It isn't...
It's great people watching events.
It isn't your top athletes.
These people. It looks like a Mardi Gras parade.
You know what? It's time to go to break. It's a sports hangover in your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Oh, the common star. Lady,
running down to the riptide, taking away. El Paso Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, Highway 1 in Raceland, features fantastic, authentic Mexican food and steaks. They have great lunch specials Monday to Fridays, plus enjoy happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. And on Fridays, it's 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close, plus live music on Friday evenings. El Paso Mexican Food and Steakhouse on Highway 1 Raceland.
It's time for some straight talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like walk-off home run in the ninth inning kind of good. Okay, maybe not that good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract. All in America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you could pay half? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
As a recipient of a prize from Coastal Broadcasting of La Rose, Incorporated, also known as KLRZ 100.3 FM ESPN New Orleans, you are responsible for applicable taxes and our licensing fees. We're not responsible if a prize is damaged or breaks, an event is canceled, or business closes. When mailing prizes, our station is not responsible for prizes that are damaged or lost. One winner per household for 30 days. Winner must have a picture ID and must pick up the prize within 30 days. You can pick up most prizes at our studio office, 11603 Highway 308, La Rose. Thank you for listening.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
I didn't find it in time, but here it is.
I've heard the rumors now, and I want to make sure that you understand that the city of New Orleans is a place for you and your beautiful family. I'm LaToya Cantrell, mayor of the city of New Orleans, and I know, Mr. Wilson, that you will be a great addition to the New Orleans Saints.
Drew, and even retired yet.
I can see us in that number winning that Super Bowl championship once again. And what else I can see? The Mrs. Sierra Wilson herself on that main stage during the historical Essence Festival. Just wanted to stop in to let you know that we not only admire you, we want you. Love you, man. Love Sierra. Love your beautiful family. The culture of the city of New Orleans awaits you.
I honestly, when I first saw this, it's happening again. Like, my palms started sweating. Like, I was so embarrassed. Drew hadn't even officially retired.
Drew, I'm coming back, guys.
Poor Jameis hadn't even thrown a pick yet. Taysom hadn't fumbled. Hadn't even lost a game. You and your beautiful family. Disregard Jameis and his family. Just Taysom having a kid. Just Drew still hadn't officially. Now, I am doing the air quotes, but I mean.
But the thing is, like, the scary part about it is this. When the mayor does something, or people of that kind of high power do something like that, I mean, it gets planned out by other people.
I don't think that was planned out.
Someone was videoing.
Yeah, I know, but that's just me, like, going, Jordan, hold the phone.
She also had ideas for each member of the family.
You're right.
So this, it wasn't just, take this phone, record me saying, hey, Russell Wilson.
What do you think
Wilson.
She would have recommended them to live? Because right now in her parish, it's a little sketchy to pump gas.
By Audubon?
Yeah, behind some gates for sure. Yikes. By the way, guess who spoke yesterday?
Sir Wilson.
Quarterback Russell Wilson. Did you? Or did you not request a trade?
The teams out there that people were saying that I was going to or would go to, I requested a trade. I did not request a trade. I've always wanted to play here. And the reality is I think calls were getting thrown around and this and that, and I think that's just a reality. But I think at the end of the day, the real reality is that I'm here, and I'm here to win, and I'm here to win it all. There was a whole thing saying that I requested a trade, and that's just not true. You know, I didn't request a trade, you know. So I think everything kind of started from there. And then obviously tons of teams were calling, and I think that the reality was is that I didn't really want to go anywhere else. I wanted to play in Seattle, but if I had to go somewhere, these are the teams I would go to consider. At the end of the day, I have no trade clause, right? So I think, you know, I think for me though, you know, I had a great conversation with Coach Carroll, you know, had a good, really great conversation with John too. You know, and Coach Carroll and I spent a lot of time together, one-on-one. And, you know, we're on the same page. You know, we're here to do what we're meant to do, and that's to win it all.
Are you buying it?
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
You're not buying it? He went through the whole...
I think he's full of it.
You think he's full of it? Or like, stop it. You're trying to go screaming A. Come on.
No, I'm serious. What do you mean you're not buying it?
It's interesting you say that because there was actually sound this morning on First Take Max Kellerman. The topic was, are you buying Russell Wilson?
I actually didn't see that.
Are you sure?
Like, swear to God.
A little copycat. Jack from River Ridge will go to you, and that'll give me time to see if I can find this sound. What you got, Jack?
Well, first of all, I want to know if you're going to bring a lawsuit against Greeny for stealing your material. That's my first question.
We should.
Yeah, I just give me like one-fifth of that contract. One-fifth.
I'll take a month of his contract.
You know what? One month. Set me up nicely, man.
For
my man's
like maybe a year or two.
Mil or something, dude. It's insane. Yeah.
And you could afford to open a sports gambling account if that were to.
Exactly.
I definitely could. I would. I would enjoy that. Yeah,
we can
do it on the
expand
app.
From there.
We can expand. Okay.
Hey, look. The mayor doing what she did, isn't that tampering? I mean, isn't there some kind of legal problem for her?
I think if you're a member of the team, it is. But she is just the mayor of the city of New Orleans. So it's kind of more, I guess, looked upon as wishful thinking would be the thing.
Level up. Yeah. Unless they make a GM, I guess it's okay.
Jack, if I turn my phone, my 11 Pro on you, put on 4K video, who are you recruiting to be LSU's next head baseball coach? Give me a little video. Who are you recruiting?
I don't have any idea. I don't pay attention to college baseball at all. I have no idea. I'd make you coach. What the hell?
Well, I tell you what.
Got that.
You know what good leaders do? They surround themselves with really good other people. And the first thing I would do is bring in two incredible assistants that basically would coach the team. Now I'm just there to do this. Come on now. Come on now, Kleber. Swing hard. Come on now. You know,
I bring in someone else. Come on, coach the team.
You know, and then if there's a run on first and second, I look to my left and go, Jack, what are we doing? That's it. I mean, I could do that, you know. I'll do the talking.
Hey, look, Gus, I wanted to talk about what Rafael was talking about with Notre Dame, but I just wanted to get to something that you were talking about earlier about LSU baseball. I don't think LSU, especially the ones that have only, you know, been LSU baseball fans the last 20 years, I don't think they have any perspective about where college baseball was. Gus, I'll give you some idea. When I went to East Jefferson, Joe Brockoff taught me driver's ed. Because he had to have a job in the off season. Okay,
right.
Skip Bertman changed that all. I mean, you know, so just like you were saying at the time, I mean, you didn't say it exactly this way, but at that time, there was only maybe 10 teams in the whole country really trying college baseball. That's why LSU won all those championships. I mean, it's so much harder now than it was. So I just think people need to have a little perspective. You know, nobody's going to walk in and they're going to win the next four titles.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's what I'm saying. But I do want to know this though, Jack. What was the one thing that you can maybe still remember from? Like Bobby Conlon taught me typing at Brother Martin, and I just remember get your eyes on the page on the copy. Like I can still today hear the gruffy voice of him telling you eyes on the copy. Like I couldn't look at the keys. You know, he was trying to teach me typing. Legendary high school football coach, your brother Mark. What do you remember? One thing from that driver's ed class.
Well, I can't remember exactly one thing, but I'll tell you this: Coach Brockoff had a lot of patience because I was awful, and he managed to get me through it. So if you're out there anywhere, Coach, I'm not even sure if he's still alive. But if you're out there, I appreciate it.
Okay.
But look, as far as what Rafael was talking about with Notre Dame, I can't believe they have, I heard what he was saying, but I can't believe they have that much power. They're already an honorary member of the ACC. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they don't actually have to share any money with them. They get to play the bottom feeders in the ACC to fill out their schedule. They're not going to have to play in a conference championship game. It would really disappoint me a lot if the NCAA, you know, bows down and just lets them have the same rights that all the teams that actually have to go through a full schedule and play a conference championship do.
Yeah, look, I'm with you. They have all this power, and I am still trying to think of where that power sort of comes from. I guess, in theory, it's the, alums that have them? I almost feel a lot of it is fabricated in this day and age. Now, I understand back then, and I saw an incredible 30 for 30, or it was a preview. I text the graph this, and I had some wine that night, so I don't remember the name of it. But it's a preview of, like, the history of college football, and it went through these legendary coaches, and Notre Dame was one of them, obviously, the programs, and it was one of the only schools that had its games nationally broadcasted on radio, which is why their popularity and all that went in and everything. But I just don't, it's sort of like, and I don't mean this to be derogatory, like LeBron and the Lakers. I think the NBA playoffs are doing just fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Notre Dame done one in, enjoy sitting on the outside looking in. I think they're still going to get money. Like, I don't think that the price tag will go from $7 billion to $4 billion because Notre Dame's not in it. I don't think people are not going to watch the CFP if Notre Dame's not in it. I don't think that that's where it is right now. I just don't at all.
Well, and then what's Notre Dame? What is Notre Dame going to do? They're going to create their own league. I mean, I think they have to go by whatever rules they tell them. And Gus, I'm gonna get out, but I don't think you're quite old enough to have seen this. But when I was a kid, there was only one or two college football games that were on every week, okay? And Notre Dame had an hour TV show every Sunday morning before the NFL games came on that would do Notre Dame highlights. Jeez. It was a tremendous advantage. I mean, and when that stopped and when ESPN came on and everybody else got on TV, that's when they stopped being, they're still a really good program, but when they stopped being a dominant program. So, like I said, I don't know. What's their option if the NCAA tells them they have to do this,
Like I said, I don't know. Be very interesting to sort of see, man. Thank you for the phone call, though, man. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. That first round, by the way, again, if this proposal does move forward and such, first round's going to be on campus. And again, the first top four teams, Jordan, ranked 1 through 4, mm-hmm. Have a bye. We're going and using last year's final college football playoff rankings. The teams that would have had a bye is Alabama with the 1 seed, Clemson the 2 seed, Ohio State 3, Oklahoma 4. They're in the quarterfinals in a bowl okay? In a bowl. They would be playing in a bowl game, like the All-State Sugar Bowl or whatever. The first round's on campus. The next four teams will host. So it would have been number 8 Cincinnati at number 9 Georgia, number 5 Notre Dame at number 11, number 12 Coastal Carolina. I don't know why Coastal's hosting. I think maybe they were conference champ, maybe. That's why. A&M would have been at Indiana, and Florida would have been at Iowa State. And Bama would have played the winner of Cincy, Georgia, Oklahoma, the winner of Notre Dame, Coastal Carolina, Ohio State, the winner of A&M, Indiana, Clemson, the winner of Florida, Ohio State. So, and then they would have eventually seen if they could meet. Huh. Yeah. I'm in. But again, September, and then you got to wait for a couple of years and all that stuff. Name, image, and likeness, I promise you, will be attached to this at some point in time. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic is my lucky place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
It's time to have fun, so let us make you feel right at home with our fast and friendly VIP service. Come feel the magic today at one of our 9 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana, including our 2 newest locations, Cash Magic Galliano and the Royal Flush in Houma, Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker. Cash Magic.
You'll always be a VIP. Cash Magic.
Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belt sand related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
It's time for the 44th Annual Cajun Heritage Festival, this Saturday and Sunday at the LaRose Civic Center. There will be duck calling, live auction, carving supplies, boat building, Cajun food, decoy sales, and decoy contests. You can buy, sell, or swap at the Cajun Heritage Festival. So join us this weekend and help us to support this important part of our Cajun heritage and culture. For more information, call 985-228-0845 or look us up on Facebook.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Update, Jordan, on the game over in Vanderbilt. The first game of 4 tonight or today taking place in Super Regional action. What we got?
We do have a score update. Bottom of the 8th, number 4, Vanderbilt. Adds a run to their score to make it 2-0 against number 13, East Carolina.
National champs in 2014 and 2019. Runners on first and second.
Not looking good for East Carolina.
Wow, really? Just what if he gets to strike out here? They got 2 outs and they're only down 2. 3 outs to go. But I mean,
remember that one time we were in studio?
That one time, okay. Let's play from Sean. Sean Payton spoke yesterday to wrap up minicamp, quote unquote. And
brutal minicamp.
It really was. It was very hot outside. You know, lots of good work though put in. Apparently, don't roll your eyes. They said you've heard some players say. You see, look, he got the strikeout. ECU's still alive.
Good for him.
Yeah.
See if they could actually do something in 9 innings. Wow. To where they can actually. Wow. Score a run.
All right. Well, Sean Payton was asked, though, the very important question. What actually have they done this week?
Yeah, we've kind of continued with this schedule we've been on. We're getting a lot of, course, a lot of weight room work, mm-hmm. a lot of conditioning, but a ton of individual specific technique work. And I think, you know, sometimes when you get started in training camp, and you get started in the season, you know, you're always trying to have enough time where you're working the proper technique with your players. And I think this time frame for us has really been good. The rookie class, they've done a really good job. They're in shape and I'm encouraged with, the conditioning level of those guys as well as the veteran players.
Still don't think it pops in my mind when I heard him say that.
Oh, come on.
Why? Apparently this is what's important. Coach just told us. They're doing really good now.
Coach's
weight room.
Coach was busy tweeting last night also.
Oh, he was, huh? He was playing hockey as well?
He was on his Twitter grind.
Well, I mean, you know, you can only lift so much, Jordan. At some point in time, you have to let the muscles rest a little bit. Okay?
The fingers
new theme song for the Saints right here. Everybody, I think the headbands are on too. Wristbands,
the
like
high socks, uh-huh. The very big stocking socks.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, man. I'm ready. 15-2. No team has worked out harder than the New Orleans Saints. Like literally, head coach Sean Payton says that's all they're doing is working out. So weight room, baby.
They better be monsters when they hit the field in a little under 100 days.
Look, I'm just playing what they're telling us, man. I'm just pressing play. What about that hockey background? I mean, I can't even get to real stuff yet because I got to get through the most important stuff. And clearly, he was asked what somebody how did this get about? How did he tweet a picture of him playing hockey?
How did he get,
exactly?
I don't remember.
I played a few years. I don't know if it was Alex or who posted that. I was like, wait a minute. I don't know how many guys on our team can skate. It's a good question.
Well, it is a football team.
It's a tough sport to play when you play football. And in that picture was Ty Gretzky, Wayne's oldest son, who runs his camps. And that was taken, you know, right before one of the morning sessions, at camp. And I went out there and skated a little bit. It was, it was just a newly Zambonied rink. Mm. So it was still wet. I got out on the rink, was skating a little bit. It had been a while. And then Ty opened the doors and 108-year-olds came skating up behind me. and that's when I kind of circled back. I fired a few wrist shots at the net and then took the skates off and went home.
Man, let me tell you something.
Wait, was that here in New Orleans?
No. Wasn't here in New Orleans.
Except before training camp.
But I love our coach just letting those 8-year-olds have it, baby.
Fired off a slap shot.
What an incredible
a rister.
Guy. Yeah, a couple of risters. Do you think you're, you got this, huh? Little 8-year-old?
Me?
Let me show you this something. Back of the net.
I couldn't skate to save my life.
No, I was not made to do anything with my feet. Soccer, skating, rollerblading, like they literally hurt. My ankles hurt. Now I tore the heck out of them playing sports earlier, but you know. There we go. Saints are still working out right now in the gym. Let me tell you something.
Friday, baby.
Packers better be worried. You're gonna have the best physically in shape football team in the NFL.
By the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it yesterday. I sent you, Todd and Maddie, a video of reporters overreacting.
Yes. Yes.
Well, today I saw on the sound on the ESPN audio vault.
Uh-huh. Who is it?
This is Jordan Love's best. It's
well, who?
Improved so
my,
much.
Who was it?
I'm trying to find it.
Oh
exactly.
My gosh. You don't even know who it is? How can you set that up and then you don't tell me?
I sent it to you.
You can't set it up and then not know. Here it is. Rob Demovsky, their Mike Triplett, who literally back on Tuesday when Maddie was here said that he looked terrible. Couldn't get over midfield.
But today.
Okay. Well, hold on. Tuesday, he missed a wide open player that would have been a 47-yard touchdown. Remarkably, 2 days later.
He was so hot and so much on fire that at one point tight ends coach Justin Outen went over to him and used his play card and started fanning him off as if to pretend to cool him down. He was that hot. Now, you heard Love say that he would be 100% ready to go if needed week one. A day like today might make the Packers think that they do have an opening day starter. But at this point, with another day of mini camp and a whole nother summer of training camp ahead of them, they're not quite ready to say that. They know there's going to be good days and bad, but today was definitely one of the good ones.
So basically,
wow. Here it is. It's the new Jordan Love song. Remarkably, 2 days before that, though, Jordan, he could not hit a wide open receiver.
Not hit a wide open receiver.
No, but now he was so hot, Jordan, that he was being banged. Because he was on fire.
I sent you the funny video that CBS put out the other day.
I was waiting to get to the chorus. Here we go. There it is. This is Jordan Love, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Do it, Jordan. Wow. Yes. June 10th completion, baby. June 10th completion. And I'd have taken the June 10th completion over knowing that my team's just working out. Give it to me, Jordan.
Ridiculous. Anyway.
This is
CBS making fun of.
This is live reporting of what it's like to cover. This is actually Todd's. This is Todd's philosophy of what we do. Ready? Here it is. Here we go. It's a minute 30, buddy, and you won't go to break.
All right, and now we turn our attention to the gridiron. So let's throw it out to Steve Stevenson, who's out at training camp. Steve, how's the team looking? As good as you, I hope. Well, I tell you, Todd, everyone seems to have shown up looking like they're in the best shape of their lives. Every last one of them, 30 pounds of muscle heavier, yet somehow lighter and quicker on their feet. Mm-hmm. It seems pretty obvious that all these players could be in line for a career year. I haven't seen anything like this since last year.
Absolutely unbelievable. Steve, I can't let you go without asking about our young QB. What have you seen out of him?
I thought you'd never ask, Tano. A few minutes ago, he threw an absolute laser for a touchdown, and I actually tweeted that he's likely to lead this team to a Super Bowl and make the Hall of Fame.
I said it. Yeah.
But then on the ensuing sequence, he actually had a slight overthrow, so he might actually suck, and the franchise is probably cursed for all eternity. Most people out here calling for him to retire immediately and move to Antarctica.
Steve, I did see that throw on your feed, and I'd have to agree, he does seem like a waste of a roster spot at this point. I've already begun trolling his DMs on my burner account. Wait, Todd, hold the phone.
Here it is.
He just dropped one in the bucket for a first down. Hope you didn't cancel those Super Bowl tickets just yet, fella.
Oh, thank God. Let me get back into those DMs and delete them, huh?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
That's literally Rob Domofsky. He's been on ESPN 3 straight days. Jordan Love was a bum Tuesday. On fire Thursday. But again, at least the New Orleans Saints are working out. That's all you need to know. They're in shape, man. Best team in shape to start the new season. You can... Now, that's if they stay in shape during the six-week hiatus before training camp starts. But right now, Jordan, right now, you do know they are doing nothing but working out.
Nothing.
And they're in shape.
I don't think there's going to be any body fat on any of the
players.
This would
be great if training camp started, like, next week. It doesn't start till late July. I'm not even going there. I was going to say we've all seen in the city that they might have been an instance. If you're not around your team, you may not always stay in shape. So I'm just, oh, my goodness gracious. Thankfully, hour number two has come to an end. I hope to be back after that in the next commercial break. Hour three of the Sports Hangover next on ESPN New Orleans.
You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bedbugs, mice and rats, or any